Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. Today we'll head out to the Cape Cod National Seashore, which was established 50 years ago this weekend.
But first, a local story about the limits of First Amendment rights in the age of the Internet. And a disclaimer here that we want to put out loud and clear. WBUR is right smack in the middle of this case.
At issue, who controls the videos of certain court proceedings in the Quincy District Court? This is a case that involves a man accused of forcing a child into sexual slavery. WBUR wants to be able to post videos of the court proceedings online.
On the other side is Norfolk County District Attorney Michael Morrissey, who says posting the videos online could be harmful to the victims of the alleged crimes. So today, the Supreme Judicial Court held a hearing on the case, and WBUR's David Boeri was there and joins us now. Good to have you in, David.
Hi, Anthony.
So before we get into this conversation, I want to restate again that disclaimer. This case involves something called the Open Court Site, which is a project set up by WBUR. So this news organization has an interest in the outcome of this case. Let's be very clear about that. That said, let's start this way. David, what is Open Court?
Open Court is an experimental effort by WBUR, as it calls it, to make greater access, to bring the public into the Quincy Court, to give people greater access to the court.
All right. So people can watch videos of court proceedings at home, for example, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about this case. Norfolk District Attorney Morrissey has decided to bring this case against Open Court. Why? What's his concern?
The narrow case here involves a dangerousness hearing that was live streamed by Open Court. And the defendant in that case was Norman Barnes. He's charged with kidnapping a 15-year-old victim who was forced into sexual slavery. And in oral argument today before a single justice of the SJC, Norfolk County Assistant Attorney Varsha Kukufka opened with an emotional argument built around that 15-year-old at the time. Kukufka says allowing WBUR to post these videos could endanger the young victim.
It would be wrong to post on the internet the details of this case and her personal information. It would be wrong because of her age. She's 15. It would be wrong because of the nature of the charges. The defendant was charged with kidnapping her and with enticement with intent to rape.
Okay, David, so there's an argument there in favor of protecting this victim. What's the position of Open Court, of WBUR's side? How do their lawyers respond to claims by the DA that posting the video would endanger the victim?
Well, here's attorney Lawrence Ellswit, who represents Open Court for WBUR, and he says there's a completely different issue here.
Can the Quincy District Court issue a prior restraint against just one member of the media, prohibiting it from publishing information that is already in the public record, was communicated in a courtroom that was open to the public without violating the First Amendment?
And he pointed out that in 25 pages of the district attorney's motion, not once does he ever mention the First Amendment. So what Ellswit's referring to is that dangerousness hearing. And it was open to the print media, to radio and television reporters, as well as to the public and to any internet blogger who cared to attend.
Hmm.
So what's the difference here, he asked.
Right. And so the answer to that, what is the difference here?
Well, the difference seems to be this is the internet. The Commonwealth's motions make note of the wide availability and the easy access of the internet, the fact that people can see all of this from their home at any time. They don't have to go to the court. It's easy. And there's always the danger of people being able to copy and manipulate material, that there's something pervasive, widespread, and dangerous about the internet. But this is not about the internet, WBUR's lawyer told the court. It's about First Amendment rights and the access to the courts. The best way, he says, to police the media is to allow the media to police itself. And what he was emphasizing, Anthony, was WBUR has instituted policies here with open court that would protect the names of the minors and any identifying material in what goes into the archives. That clearly isn't enough for the district attorney in Norfolk County.
Well, a very interesting case in the internet age, David. So this was a hearing before a single justice. What happens next? What did the single justice decide?
Well, at the end of the arguments, there was about 30 minutes or so of arguments. Actually, it was probably 45 back and forth, in which he said clearly neither side's going to be satisfied. But either side, whoever loses here, is going to appeal. This is going to the high court. So first week in October, it's scheduled to go before the full Supreme Judicial Court.
All right. Many thanks. That's David Boeri, senior reporter for WBUR 90.9. Thanks for coming in, David.
You're welcome.
And after a break, the Cape Cod National Seashore turns 50. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.